Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is a historic day because today, May 14, 2018, is the 70th year anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel. And it is also the day in which the United States of America officially opens its embassy in Jerusalem. Other nations are beginning to follow the lead of the United States. This is an exciting time of celebration. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, Matt, I think we just need to stop and shout. We've been talking about this for months, haven't we, guys?
It's amazing that it's actually here. Can you imagine that? It is so historic that we have the 70th year to the date, May 14, 1948, is when they declared independence as a sovereign nation.
It's all providential.
May 14, 2018 is 70 years to the day.
Yes.
And amazing. Matt, on this day, not only is it amazing to celebrate 70 years, which is so biblically significant in terms of the number 70, but also this is the day that the U.S. Embassy opens. I mean, this is amazing in terms of lightning speed. President Trump was sworn into office in January of 2017. And less than a year and a half later, the embassy opens in Jerusalem.
We got her done.
You know, previous presidents, including President Obama, President Bush, George W. Bush, and others have talked about doing this. It's been technically, legislation was passed. It's been on the books. It should have been done a long time ago. But God's timing is perfect timing.
Right.
And on the 70th anniversary. And I think America will be blessed for this, right?
And we have honored him. You know, I mean, God talks about Israel as his priceless treasure. He talks about no other country like that. So it's so fitting that we are honoring Israel that way today.
On the 70th anniversary.
Yes.
It's amazing. Now, five previous presidents have promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem, all the way back to Ronald Reagan. All of the presidents, they promised to do it, but nobody did it until the sixth president, Donald Trump, not only promised it, but he carried through on his action.
Yes.
Even though there was bipartisan support in Congress between Republicans and Democrats, which is amazing, on this issue there is support. But internationally, there was a lot of resistance and continues to be resistance internationally to this move. But this is the right move, both from the biblical standpoint and the historical standpoint and the fact of reality. What other nation has had Jerusalem as its capital for thousands of years? What other nation then today has Jerusalem as its capital, and that's Israel.
And other countries have already followed suit, haven't they?
Yeah, several countries are
Romania,
following suit.
Paraguay.
They're moving. Guatemala is moving.
Yeah.
A week after the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, another embassy is opening in Jerusalem as well from another country. So several countries are moving in the right direction because of the United States' courageous but also correct stand in moving the embassy. You know, of all of the embassies anywhere in the world, the only embassy that the United States had outside of the capital of that country that the embassy is in, not in the capital, was Israel.
Yeah.
Israel was singled out because of the international community, and Donald Trump ultimately did the right thing. So it's an amazing day. And Holly, you know, you're talking about celebrating. This is a moment of celebration. We also have to pray for Israel because obviously there's a lot of people who don't like the fact that Israel is now internationally from the United States having Jerusalem recognized as its undivided eternal capital.
Right. We are not only called to be advocates for Israel, but to pray for the peace of Israel. So we need to continue to do that as we wave our flags together.
Yeah. This is an example, though, isn't it, of leading from the front rather than the previous administration strategy of leading from behind.
Right.
And now the example that President Trump is setting here, other countries, as you mentioned, are following. And I believe we will be blessed as a nation, as Genesis 12:3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse mm-hmm. those who curse you. And in all the families of the earth, and you, and that's Israel, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And yeah. historically, that has actually happened. If you look back at all the nations that tried to destroy Israel, beginning with the dynasty of the pharaohs in Egypt, beginning, you know, also going back as far as Assyria coming against Israel, and Persia and the Greek Empire, Rome began to turn on the Jews and Israel. They destroyed the temple in 70 AD. And the Roman Empire, now Rome still exists, but the Roman Empire, that entire regime that was the superpower, is gone. And look what happened in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Every nation that has come against and attempted to destroy Israel, they themselves are persona non grata.
And yet this tiny nation are forced into being nomads in a lot of cases and kind of travel the world. And the Bible talks about that they will be spread all over the world, right? But they have endured through it all in nothing less than miraculous intervention by God.
Right. They've not only survived, but they've thrived. I mean, look at all the mm-hmm. amazing technology that comes out of this small country. You know, and you and our Covenant Journey students will be there next week, right?
That's right. We're getting on a plane. And we will be there a week from today.
So you'll be a part of the celebration.
That's
I'm sure
right.
that will still be going on.
We'll begin our journey with our Covenant Journey Christian College students who have leadership potential in Tiberias. We'll begin up there where Jesus began his ministry in the Tiberias Sea of Galilee, Capernaum area. And we'll make our way down to Jerusalem. We'll be right there where the embassy is in Jerusalem. So we're looking forward to it, very excited.
Yes.
We take a number of different students every year as part of our Covenant Journey mission program that really is designed to strengthen their Christian faith. Of course, they get introduced to all different aspects of Israel. And like you're saying, Holly, not only has Israel survived, it's a miracle that they actually survived when you go back and look at what happened in 1948 and 1967 and some of the other attempts by the surrounding Muslim Arab nations to literally destroy them. They've survived against all odds. It's just humanly impossible for this little nation to have survived. But more than just surviving and getting along, barely making it, they've actually been an innovative leader on world technology, business, medicine,
agriculture,
science, agriculture,
yes.
solar power, so many different areas that we benefit from
right.
in the United States and around the world.
In a disproportionate amount of innovation and so forth. And that is also in keeping with Scripture, where it says all the nations of the earth will be blessed
yeah.
by Israel. And
right.
boy, have we.
Yeah, no question. You know, if you want to know about how God keeps his promises and just have some of your faith strengthened, and we talk about this while we're in Israel with our groups, particularly the college groups, but even other non-college students, Israel itself is a miracle. The fact that it survived is a miracle. The fact that the Bible says that although they will be scattered because of disobedience over time, and you see that with their captivity and disbursement of different nations, as a nation they were dispersed, but God will gather them again. They'll come from all the different ends of the earth. And that's what has happened. That's what is happening. And here they are surviving and thriving. Literally, they are not the tail of the dog. They're actually leading in all of these different things. The technology you have in your computer process, it was developed and designed in Israel. Much of your cell phone technology, so many other things that were created that we benefit from in our daily lives. This is a moment, you know, we have so much negativity. Media is so negative. It's got such a negative drumbeat. But this is a day to celebrate not only this anniversary, but God's faithfulness.
Absolutely.
He is the God of the impossible. And no matter how impossible things look in the human realm, God doesn't operate in that realm. He's not limited by our limitations. And he is faithful and will continue to do what he planned and what he promised. And this is certainly one of those moments that we can celebrate. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can also go to our Israel website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. We have a trip that is planned for 2019. And if you want to come to Israel on a life-changing experience, go to cidisrael.org. Learn more about our Israel 2019 trip and be a part of a life-changing experience. cidisrael.org and also covenantjourney.org to learn more and to support our Christian college-age students that we take to Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.